Thank you. Shall we all sit down? It is with an honor and a privilege, a humble heart, and a great attitude to introduce a preacher for today. It's no other than our very special brother, who always, when being called upon by the YAF, does not hesitate. Yemi kenyina ni se yemi ni jeni ahuwa huwa se genyami afani so se ene oni embecha sempano hum hum ni nukure muno enyo biya se yan yeba yenu ya bema ya danfo ya bra Mr. Jerry Odro. Bra.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, Mount Zion, me say hallelujah. Nyami asum di enka wate. Mami nyami asum di enka. Papa nyami asum di enka. Mini aba nyami asum di enka. Mini abe ma nyami asum di enka. Me wofa si nyami asum di enka. Me ba nyami asum di enka. Ma die nyina nyami asum di enka. Obisha fo eda nyami ase se wo de ene de so achi. De bia me ka se I do not take this privilege lightly. Say, asafoton safro say, belidi, be preachy. I don't take it lightly. So, me be jabian, I like to appreciate the leadership of the church. Papa sofo, nenim penifo, nyamishram. Me am a boss, YAF president, nenim penifo, nyamishram. Say, nedain sono, masa, tumon safro say, Yanko nyami enim na yanhwe de be mai de be do masafo yi teach you ne yaf abusiya fo yamon pai alpha ni omega dada wa wo kan e ba mu a wo sha e jina o si ade yo ne wunyankopon na amaso bintimi fanto hoda. Una bo so ni asase emu niema nyina dada wa bo dofo ni passe yes useso don hwi asaba weni mu bio esan se ewurade se de wo bo ye no enye duane enye nsuo nemu me ye wasem ene ma ye nkwa ebenini o my father as we come with a willing heart. We come with a willing mind. May you meet our need this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we present our hearts before you this morning. May you demonstrate your will according to your purpose for our life this morning. Ye kenya anse anopeye radie. Kan asembi etu ya kumaso. E radie siye siye ya brabono. Na ya se afata Christu. Na nipa nyina ehu a wakasa mpa ye nyankopon ya jin kwa Yesu no wote ase we ni esere wo Yesu Kristo dim. Amen. Abusiafo mamini kanka semu yi eno am kosra me papa ofie ko gru fie na me papa oni ho nti na obetu mu fie oba na wo sa na odi asa tu nyam nyom. Just a word of whom, pa. I just walk what you say, and then now Brantia may preach you a pastor. I saw them. And the papa say, me ba main country must say. Man can't, or better, tears a maker. What's the main country must say? Well, who's walk on our preacher, catch a pastor for say. On your what is obi nyi ni kra na ono de waso na hwe no hu se onyamete ase eti nipa bua ha o de beko enti ku akasma kamate. Hallelujah. Abusi afo ne jumadi e da ye nim ne se was inspired by our hope. Inspired by our hope ba ya afo no se ye twa so kakra ma because the totality of the theme is inspired by our hope, persisting in mission. And I'm not ready hope you come kakra. But when pai bonketin kiti, the direction I'm being led to is to drive somebody to mission. I wish for the church of God have become so reluctant to move in the purpose of God. Osofu bi asem bi okan wo say all the bad things of hell is coming to the earth, whilst all the good things of heaven is still hanging up there. Obrunsam krofo de obrunsam niama e basa seso. Nanso no onyankopon na asem aka say let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It is still hanging because for God to transport that onto this earth, it will take a person that will accept the mission. Obrunsam ne nkrofo so omugidie mo pomo ho odi nyaase omudi omudi eba etu wetu oni na enima emfata nko na ekoso wo wiase dan dai anu ye kase ti se ye hu be ma na ye hu oba e se abo akra ni di pakret mi ye a relationship enima basa enima hu hu na eba wiase. But it is because that which God has ordained for the church, me and you have left it hanging. And I pay me pay bonus say. You be din komo ye wie no. Na won hu. Ade e da wo so a. E wo se wuti me twi me bi free sro basa asis. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you read in snakakra. We have our First Corinthians 15:58. A very common scripture ye tate. Mr. President, when you say, me hum, team no hum, I did a major hum, say, ah, I did a second machine, tell me who didn't come to Friday, the other Friday morning message, you know, come a carnishiana, come the no by. Cause I know you team the line, the power, how much, you know. But your First Corinthians 15:58 now, it is talking about. Who labor now, who labor in God, there is a reward. The whole can answer Yamiri and Fi, the whole Yamanibia. But there is something very distinct in those scriptures. Se come to me, Abuamia, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Oh, say, he made the emphasis to the point, says, something will try and move you away from Christ's mission. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15:58. I want you to see something very quickly. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. When somebody tells you that let nothing move you, that means there is something that can move you. It is show. First thing they say, let nothing move you. That means when you're a sumna woman, something will come your way that will try to move you out of the purpose. A bit me aye yari. Ebet mi aye bufuo. Ebet mi aye kodan na bi. Ebet mi aye bibiab. It will come to try and then move you. But se no na ntimi amuvu a. Yan sa show. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Ah. Bibiab base be twu afi nyame ho. Sa die na ntimi anya djuma. Afei dia menu mi anya tie no so be do ho no kra me sum nyame no. I'm serving God all right, but I will give him a fraction of my service because of what they said about me. I will give him about 60% of my time. I will give him about 20% of my time. It will look to people that you are still in service because ya kasi yam pra ha obe pra ya kasi yam pushi obe pushi. But when he said, there is more of a demand for you to give more for God. But Esan said, Bibi Bawa Kwemu said, but you were free, Hono. I didn't mean to move all the way, but it has affected your commitment with this God. It is the place where you need to commit yourself to be a person of service to the kingdom of God. One make you a mind say, may you be a Bibi, and you be a Yasano, and Sakon and Saba, we soon name is Masu. Papa, I submit that we are giving a fraction of ourselves when he's calling for all. I no pay you, I may bomb pay you, but you will bet me. It's Russia, your scripture near kind of. Or and then the church will say, and it has swallowed service at the money. That particular thing is what you have to always look at. you must always see that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Papa said, if you don't identify that as your set goal, that my labor is not in vain, something will come and move you out of the purpose. Something will move you. Something will force you to give a fraction. But so what the two, three, we say, and for when the any packer, and for when every reward the many was as he so. Me the minimum say, say yes, so tia sin kwa dia, me bray and ya kwa. Ubet me up with him. This is the hope that Yaf is bringing you this morning. And that's what Christo Mumau. As long as you don't give up, as long as you realize there will be circumstances that come to move you. Ibidiate me ya. I will refuse you over now. Ibidiate me ya man ye. Then so ene anopewye. Me show un cry and say, or see your labor will not be in vain. Do abunsambe ye biara. Do abemu wa hu biara. Jesus will not let your labor be in vain. Koko eni mwate. Ojidi ni koko eni mwate. Hallelujah. Yenshe second Bible reading. 2 Timothy 4:1-5. 4:1-5. That one talked about a particular concept in verse 5. Onze. So also besum yamia. This mission of God. The Spirit clearly says that in later time, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry. If I told you, it was 2 Timothy 4:1-5. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. This is Paul charging Timothy. This is Paul calling his son to go into mission. First charge, preach the word. Second charge, be prepared in season and out of season. And what Jesus said, Dada, while I'm standing, and now I'm here, I'm a boy whitey, and they don't be here beyond. I'll respond like Christ will respond. Because baby, I'm here, I'm here. Because Hannah Mijano, I am in season. I'm at a place where I'm expected to do good. But meet me. Hallelujah. You share with you, mama. Or your supervisor, Paul. Papa, or your gentle, sorry, keke. Upper Buzana, employees, never. Wicked man behind channel. Why? Because he's out of season. He doesn't have to be what Christ wants him to be when he's not here. That is the mind we have picked up. But he's calling us to be in season, out of season, representing Christ. Do you understand me? It doesn't matter where we catch you. The hallelujah we see here, we need to hear amen out there. Your walk here needs to reflect your doings out there. I'm not saying, say, Mr. President, we will not miss the point. Even the Lord Jesus, just last week when we were learning things about his crucifixion, you know, when he was carrying that cross, he has all strength. He's Lord. But yet when he has that cross, he fell down. I asked myself a question. How does Jesus, God, how do you fall down? Years ago, I asked this question. God gave me an answer that has helped my life. The answer is, because I know in this journey of life that you are in, there will come a day that you will fall. But learn something from me. I did not remain there. Even when I fell, when I fell out of my journey, I did not stay there. I quickened myself up again. It got to a point where I couldn't even pick myself up. A bystander had to come and help me. That is what the your fellow YAF member is for. Eti mam is always my shiasia. And now a chiano manyano. Nemon kasque kwe. Kai baby a wufriba. Kaya manduru basite de baka. There will be hardships in this journey. But this journey, you will need me and I will need you. That's why I'm saying, sir, we cannot afford to be out of season. Minu ne te basra, sorry them. Minu wa fia hadi ya yonko fuo. Nesu bi siya wa bonti ya mechi ya ukura wunje so. Ne diye tina, ube to se nipa biye tuwe gumi so ubu me kumia, ube timi ya jimi. No. Ube yese sa aso fubina. Wasi me pentema kwa kupiti, nuwe jia kwa nho. Emperors, awate. Yesu dimu kai unya. You need the person next to you. It is the mission of God. This is why the things of God is still hanging. Because a mission requires oneness. The reason why Satan is able to move things to this earth at the speed of light is because all his people are in alignment. You know, the agenda we neko. Very recently, I was discussing something with a few friends of mine, and I was telling them, sir, over the past couple years, especially when this whole LGBT agenda became so prevalent, identify, check your movies, check the television shows. I remember years ago when they are doing the television shows and the movies, when it comes to a place where there's a relationship, you saw a man and a woman. But when this agenda became so prevalent, check every movie that comes out now. Check every TV show that you watch now. You'll be a person, TV shows, not serious. Why? Because they have moved as one with an agenda. That we need to establish this agenda. Whilst the Christians, Presdo etin baby yen baby, Miss Mijan baby yen baby, Papa Jan baby yen baby. So there's no unity to bring down a mission. Time will not permit me today. Can you be too big up, young baby, as you call me a cosimba? My main Russian question is, so now, young Kohwate. To identify what your purpose is, what your mission is, me and you need to accept and understand what that mission itself is. Me a Christoni, identia. There is only one that we can get that answer from. His name is the Lord Jesus. It's, you know, media. We are going to look at the last sayings of Jesus Christ in all four Gospels. I want you to see something. The last, let me call Matthew, the last, I think Matthew 28. Matthew 28. Matthew 28, the last saying. Oh, Bible, I won't say that's the last read a year, a womb. Aha. Matthew 28, 18. In fact, 28:18. Matthew 28:18 to 20. Matthew 28:18 to 20. Okay. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So, this is the saying of Jesus. Our first Bible reading taught us in Timothy, there is coming a time people would like to hear things that tickle their ears. That's why, and now, obibe to me, oye Christo ni o, o stati o basra shwa dem ho. Yeti te ni Christo, mu nansu e neno, o nene kase o beka chro se, even the God that you guys serve, I don't think he exists. And having that mindset is helping him to navigate the world. It makes sense to him. It's not his fault. It makes sense to him. But Jesus understood that this was going to happen. That is why he sent you on this mission. That you go into the world. You go into the church. You begin to teach people about what the truth is. Though they have created another truth, there is a truth that Jesus has given you as the church. And you have to bring it to the world. Let's go to Mark 16:19. Oh, President, your guy, I say, oh, a bash, shop, 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 shop. Mark 16:19. Okay. 16:18. Jesus is lying, say. Actually, I'm from 3:15, number 18. I want you to see what Jesus said the last time that he was speaking in the Gospels. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands. And when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. Amen. This is mission. Mission, persistent mission. Yes, you will do what you are. And yet, and yes, say bea a prapro. And yes, say bea a swank won. And yes, say bea and some monk won. As long as you are the church, this is what he started when he was on earth. And when he was going, and not in the brave will catch out, say, greater works than these you will do. Because my year bea chow, but ya move by yanaba brood ya meme yen. This is the mandate that he has left us. Mr. President, this is the mission that we are calling you to persist in. To go into the world. To make disciples of all nations. To show forth the love of Jesus. I wish you enough for more. Ah, any person I join say, media the mayor and ya. O crowd, back crowd, o can be actually what we need. Now me, I'm back home. Papa, small boys, you catch them come on to. Now me, it is here. My produce, me produce. I didn't find out. A human thing. So, in order to do that job, you will need help. You have Luke 24:46. Luke 24:46. He told them, this is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. When he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Show. 49. Let's put emphasis on the 49. 49. And behold, I send the promise of my father upon you. Me read the King James. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. That word endued with power is that same word that they call clothed. For time's sake, let me get to my conclusion. Let me get out of here. Mr. President, my submission is this. He's calling us to persist in mission. I have gone through the scriptures to show you the mission. But now the task is, how can a YAF member achieve that mission? And I make a choice, say, Luke 49, now you can't read it, see, Anna. Or say, wait until you are endued with power from on high. When you say endued with power from on high, we are talking about being clothed with power. This same word, we have seen it in the Bible somewhere before. We actually saw it in the book of Judges chapter 6, verse 34. When Gideon was clothed with the power of God. When the power of God comes upon you, it is actually equivalent to God himself putting himself on you. It is when you move with God. When you do with God. Esan said, Yesu, eye went, you know. Se wudi Yesu sha. Ne ye no enya wudi. Let's go to the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. So I want to identify certain sayings of Jesus Christ. Bear with me, what? I believe, sir, after today, somebody will get a realization that there is more to the life that you are living, especially the YAF. YAF, this church does not move except you move. The YAF. Your mom and your papa mo be your mudia. But it is when we come with the backing. On says say you cast you tumika pa ya pemika at least with your heart. I promise you, sir, you be your YPG one who be BTN. Oh, my dear, oh, my fast. But yeah, why? Men's women's and yaf dear. We are sure say yaf, you befa. Easy cra. No competition. Mama. Mama. I just say Elijah, who are they in the back? They're making you say, our mothers and our fathers will do their best that they can. But their speed will be accelerated as long as there's a YAF back in them. But you cannot back if you move at the same speed as our mothers and our fathers. Because where you are, they have passed it. And we can be one more, what 12 years? They say, oh, my brother, baby. But then a YAF, they say, oh, my God, so who is going to move who? Yaf. And then you have a task. Okay. Mommy, 7 minutes spent out time. What? What? Me too, me kappa. And some of the doors, but me too, me kappa. Acts chapter 1. Actually, yeah, I want to look at the sayings of Jesus. Let's look at verse 5. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. Patrick, let's look at the sayings of Jesus. He is the reason why we come to church. So let's see what he's saying. Acts chapter 1, verse 5. Patrick, say, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. I faith, verse 7, what say? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. Verse 8, or say, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and into the uttermost part of the earth. Yo, this is the mission of God. And what Shalom say? The only way you can accomplish that mission is when the Holy Spirit comes. So he's teaching the church that the Holy Spirit is coming. The reason why the church is empty is not because you are not good people. No, it's not because you are not kind people. No, you are very pleasant. You are very nice. It's very nice. But the reason why church is empty is not about just evangelism. Church gets occupied when the glory of God shows up. And the glory of God does not show up unless the people make up their mind to be on a mission for God to come down. The book of Acts, that is what happened. Let's look at something. Let's look at the book of Acts. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Or say, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with all his brothers. This is what happened. Yesu say, "Me mission ni, mission mu hia honhon konkron." O ka che o mu ye ye no. They made up their mind, say, "We will move together." And the moment they made up their mind to move together, Acts chapter 2 happened. Acts chapter 2 verse 1. When they made up their mind to move together, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Yanko verse 2. And when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. Yanko verse 3. They saw what seemed to be like tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance and as the Spirit enabled them. Yo, they waited. Jesus said, they waited. They began to do exploits. Mission. It is what Jesus has identified. How to accomplish it? You need the Holy Spirit. But the reason why you can't accomplish mission, let's be blunt. Let's be honest. We the man, my mom come. We are y'all for. That I'm part of. We the mom come. We are y'all for. This year, mumu huan the dini patre. Aba sorry. What sacre ni patre? Page answer. Y'all for. Hey, Mr. President. Yeah, nyebio. Yanko form. Two. One. I mean, sure, mommy. Papa, the TBB said, "Most people present will do is 2 million." And I say, "I say, yeah, for now." I'm concluding this way with a story. Yeah, listen to me. Go and search this person out. Her name is Lucy Farrow, F-A-R-R-O-W. Most of you will never hear about her. How many of you have heard about the Azusa Street Revival? Azusa Street Revival. That is the revival that ignited Christianity in all of America, even the world. Ebra, enipa beye, I think it's 9 men. There was, I think, 22 altogether. They made up their mind to pray in a particular room. Omo commitment ni na say. Ombe bom pa yesi nyame enimu nyamomra. And as they prayed, God came and hovered upon the building. Azusa Street. Originally, it started with another building. But in the door, so now, because I are a son in Central New Kosovo. And the city in the country, say, this is California Assembly. City in the country, I'm say, there be more people before from meeting me. I go pay in the pan. So they went to Azusa Street. Mama, Azusa Street, oh, it is believed, say, unite anywhere. If you enter Azusa Street, it grows. This is not a story. This happened in 1906. Waswasia, as you enter the building, it pops up. 8-year-old children were lifting cripples like it was nothing. Why? Because the glory of God had come to hover. Why? Because the people have accepted to go on a mission. This is my challenge to the Yah. Me see Lucy Farrow. Lucy Farrow was a black woman. It is believed she was from West Africa. We haven't identified where. It may matter the Kwasanti Achim. Mama, hold your feet. Lucifero, and a brand be a friend. Paham, a beer Bible school. Because this is 1906, thereabout. That time, no, the gifts of the miracles are not in century, you know. Not, it was not being seen. So the church believed that it was not our portion. Oh, yare, oh, yare. And Paibo biya and Fabi biya ma. And that's how I've been baby was a fool. So, Abrantie biya Bible school. And watch that chere abrofo. Don't forget, sir, this is 1906 thereabout. At that time, there will be a friend, Jim Crow Law. What that means, they say, Dada, say, say, see a baby a moti. Say, bro, ni bo room, say, see a no betra wa. E wo se mu nina. E se mu nina mo komochi. Say, bro, ni friam, say, bana, say, wonsu ufe, si na, e wo se wo swete quick. Jim Crow Law. You cannot be where the white person is because they were seen as superior. Lucifer, no, so you're there, or you're a black woman. In 1906, thereabout, there were laws against women even partaking in any kind of activity. You are human, and say you were domesticated. What did you say? You were doing your duty, you know. Simple. Do a yinsu and not just say. Hallelujah. And then Lucifer, paham ne abrofui asofu emusu adie. After Lucifer say, onye omunani. On your cleaner, on your bed. It's Lucifer, at Ewo, because all your black, don't mean call by your mother. They are born to honor or prepper. Junior, please put Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 29 up. And I saw for the whole leading, if I ask scripture, and I watch that. Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 29. And afterward, so for the I will pour out my spirit on all people. Ah, again, I will do the Pharaoh, Busa say, what are you? Ah, Erade. All people, does that include black people? Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Lucifer say, ah, Erade. What's the ma? Miss me your bar. It means me can be. Me part of with him. 29. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth. No, 29. Go to 29. Part of 29. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I think this is the same verse. This is the same scripture I was looking for. It said, even on my handmaidens. I think King James or so. And what car said, I am the maid. Me na me prepara ha. Me na me roro ha. Etia uradie. They also be shiagu maid for us. Does that include me? Say, sign it here, dear. Uradie, forget them and start with me. It is believed that black woman, as she was cleaning outside that door, none of them encountered what they were looking for. But the Spirit of God descended upon Lucifer. And she began to blast in tongues. And says, Lucifer, training, sir. What bubu, I'll be sorry. Lucifer, can't. Ebe bemu. Why? Because she made up her mind that I am part of it. Yeah, you were too comfortable. It is not just good enough to be an engineer. You need a spirit to sit on you as an engineer. And that is how you excel beyond your peers. It is not good enough just to be a doctor. You need a spirit to sit on you. Lucifer, this woman nobody knows about. I've been brought up in front of a conference. Papa, we need to demonstrate what we are saying. And they don't have... They have to go call that black woman, that forgotten woman, that not included woman. Your handicap does not limit you from the actions of God. Your disability does not dismiss you from the actions of God. Because when it comes to God, he does not see your exterior. When it comes to God, he don't care too much for your assessment of yourself. All he cares that he is God and he's calling you. Oh, my knee, yeah, dear, yeah, dear, 1800. Yeah, yes, yeah. Caleb was 85 when he took a mountain. Baby, I'm in first year. I'm in first year. I'm in first year. Because, Baba, at a certain time, do one of your YAF programs. Nothing. We will finish this with a YAF. What I'm saying is, in mission, you must make up your mind to engage God. And to engage God, you must make up your mind to wait on God. I believe Exodus chapter 24. I think somewhere 6 thereabout. God calls Moses to come up. Come up to the mountain with the elders. Or no, I'm going to call you. Ah, Moses, Bible said Moses went up. He spent 6 days. Obi and Yami friend, no. He spent 6 days, but God did not talk to him until the seventh day. Say, Afeli Sabra. He had to wait 40 days and 40 nights. This Jesus that gave us that mission, in order for him to move in mission, he waited 40 days and 40 nights. The Mekan say, you are not willing to wait on God. If you are not willing to tarry, you cannot carry the glory of God. Yeah, if I charge you this day, make up your mind that I am too young to retire. I am too young to give up. Mount Zion, that you knew from holding. The church and its emptiness now, it is a judgment on us, the Yaf. Mr. President, you more damn kakra menyame. Nasi ya bo damn kakra. Nasi ya sufre nyamya. Enche. Ye ye humbi wa Mount Zion penu. Esabeba. But it will take a person who is willing to go into mission. And mission comes by waiting. Oh, me kwa kwa sum nyame, me kwa ye evangelism. Oh, bo abe fini. Every Bible study is a fear near Taibi. It's Missy Table. Yeah, yeah, you know, but near Diana. Maybe work as me. Not very more. But because you can't go except you are sent. And he will not send you except if he has called you. I will brass him. Mumma Musu near Mompire. 1 minute. One pipe or pet. One pie bopé. You need to carry something. Dada mama, many ya for nika, I don't feel offended, what? Missy mwa yibi. And yes, mubi jayi, umbe kos waya. But this call, this charge, is to the ya. Lucifero, a black woman, in a time when black people were not considered, became the elected of God. You, in this America, as a Presbyterian, with the word as your centrality, oh, God will elect you. You just need to spend time. Papa, I want to move from the place where we just talk. It's a man in your one say, may God bring you oil. Be one of them, Pastor Rade. Found one start to me so. I rather for Adom to me so. Father, for Adom to me so. For Adom to me so. For Adom to me so. For Adom et to me so. For Adom et to me so.
I want to change my church. I want to be that change. I want to carry the mission of Jesus. For Adam Etomeso, I am not too old. I am not too young. I am not too weak. I am not too strong. I am not too much of a woman. I am not too much of a man. I rather for Adam Etomeso. I rather for Adam Etomeso. I will Jesus Christ to them.
It means one second for a mobra over corner. I done a yes a block, but oh, for bar, mommy to me take it to a bit to a pan at the sea just or the sea just where you see the oil begin to expand. Move a more another, begin to apply fire to it. Begin to apply fire to it. Moses was 80 years old when God sent him to Egypt. Begin to apply fire. I apply fire. I apply fire. I apply fire. I apply fire in the name of Jesus. I radish rasemi so. Let's see we here. Yes, we demo. We should not be here. We should not be here.